Welcome to another episode of Flashback Tracks from the Past.
Today, it's the 6th of June and Sweden's National Day. It's all about yesterday's demo party, Fondata 2021, that went live over Twitch from Visby in Sweden. Fondata can be translated to ancient data, and it gets its name from Visby's medieval past. The tracked music compo had 7 entries, with 1 disqualified for not working. As per usual, we run from last position to the first, starting with The New Republic Cafe by 8BM, and it gets 61 points and captures position number 6. As you know, 8BM comes from Poland. The next contestant, landing the 5th place in the Fondata 2021 competition, is ADKD, who was previously known as Kefir. He is from Norway and the song is called Absalon Junction.
We'll be right back.
Next up is number 9, who gets 83 points and grabs position number 4 with a lesson on how to drop potatoes. I'm not so sure why that's so important, but he is also known as Grogon or Gorgon and hails from Poland. Hope he knows Aceman. Alright, we need some Swedish skills, and thankfully Slays from Defiance is here to set the score. So he does, and gets 85 points, which leads him and his song Neuroflute to the bronze position and third place.
Beep!
It's time for the first loser. That is the second position and the silver medal. Actually, Defiance gangs up on the competition, with KRDN scoring 89 points with Old School Groove. Wait a minute, Rankel, what the... Are the same people allowed to compete with different tunes and help each other to win? Obviously. That's how we ended up with the winner, the gold, the owner of the chicken dinner, Polychromatic Fever by Grogan and 8BM. They get 91 points. So that's the story of the competition. The disqualified tune was made with Octomed by Thy Pyro and is called Forklift Data. What it sounds like? No idea really. I can't make anything play it at all. Okay, we don't play pre-tracker age music normally. But for another contestant on Fondata 2021 in the C64 music compo, I must make an exception. It's actually made for a VIC-20 and is called Feabod. Sepek made it happen. So, I cannot stop myself now. The winner in the open demo competition was Subway Art by Mana for the C64. A magic piece opening with... can you guess it? It gets better, going from a hand painting graffiti to a ghetto blaster playing the opening tune of The Muppet Show. My childhood memories are back. Bye. Alright, that was the last part of the demo. You can find it on YouTube, actually, if you search for Mana Mana Phone Data. It's worth the effort, I can tell you that much. Alright, let's go on with some music that was not on the competition, but I just found it and I love it. Midori and Conundrum. Alright, I'm gonna say this about Phone Data. It was awesome. I can't complain about any demo parties I've seen from my couch sitting with a beer in my hand. And yeah, this one delivered the goods. There were some technical problems, mostly because one of the track tunes did not work. Other than that, they started on time and they ended a few minutes ahead of schedule, actually. Very great. And it ended the way it always does with Phone Data. Well, they play through sex games. Yeah, you know, the old Summer Games clone, where you do something else than running for gold. We'll be right back. Every retro gamer worth his or her salt should know this one. It's the intro tune from Jazz Jack Rabbit. I play it for Correos on Discord and the rest of you who love that game. Because we all do. Going on with Trigger and Alone RMX. If you're a little bit sad that Fondata is over and the next Fondata summer will be 2022, well, good news, you don't have to wait all that long. Gubbdata is running on the 2nd to 4th of July, Lund, Sweden. Yeah, it is streamed online only, but it's good to know where the people you're listening to are. Well, the demo party here is illustrated with an old man saying, "Bah, you millenniums and your avocados."
We'll be right back.
Abyss of Delight, Sleeping Waste, and we're going on with Evel Red of TLOTB, Midnight Run. And we have other nice demo parties going on before I let on the music here. You shouldn't really miss Edison 2021 as well. We'll be right back. Alright, talking a little bit about Edison then. First, I need to say that that was Evel Red of TLOTB, Midnight Run. Yeah, Edison will run for real this year. It's not just online. You can actually go to Äggebygård, which is close to Tensta here in Stockholm. But only 50 people can be in the barn. Yeah, it is a barn, actually. At the same time, so you probably have to talk with them to see if there's a place for you. Otherwise, follow them online. Just search for Edison 2021.
We'll be right back.
serious game boss there, isn't it? Anyway, it's called Mega Demosac, and it's Speedhead who made that happen. Alright, we are going on with losing everything, but we're not losing anything except this podcast, because it's ending for this time. But we will be back next Saturday, I hope, at 9 p.m. This is DJ Demon thanking you for listening. And remember, keep the demo scene alive. It's a duty that has fallen on all of us. That stopped pretty abruptly. It was losing everything, as I said. And we are ending this podcast for this day with Abyss of Delight, Sleeping Waste. And, well, time for a rerun of an oldie but a goldie. Michel van den Bas, Love Will Find a Way. Remember, you can find this podcast wherever podcasts are to be found. Or you can go to radio.erickade.net. Thanks for listening.